Hey world, this is the Expanded Seed podcast. My name is Christine. This is a podcast where we discuss all things women's health and spirituality and discover the intricacies of the world around us and just how connected we really are. Thank you for tuning in. What's up, everybody? So it's officially been a week that I haven't been on social media. And I'll be super honest and say that I did log in like twice. One time was to check something that I had on my business page. To give somebody some facts. And then the other time was just kind of unconscious, right? Like I just kind of unconsciously like clicked on Instagram. And then before I realized like what I did, I was like going through stories. And I was like, oh shit, you know, I'm like, oh, I don't want to get sucked in. And then I would just like X out of it. But yeah, it's been super interesting so far, and I'm really learning some things about myself that are just giving me lots of reflection, you know? Like, the other day, I changed my brake light on my own, and like YouTubed it and figured out, well, my coworker YouTubed it. And we figured out how to like do it. And then afterwards I had this moment where I was like, oh my God, I really want to like share this on my story, right? Validation, seeking validation. Right. And then, what day was that? Friday, I went to get my tire checked, at this auto place that's down the street from my house. And, you know, normally I would just kind of engage and be friendly with the people that were there. But the owner was there and some other guys were there, and they were just super nice guys and, you know, just striking up conversation with me. And I kind of challenged myself to engage more, you know, in this conversation. And then there would be like these moments of silence where I'd like reach for my phone to like, I don't know, like escape the awkward silence, I guess, or the uncomfortableness, because I don't really know them. I don't know. It was really interesting. But, you know, I reach for my phone and I'm like, oh, I can't really do anything on there. So, yeah, there's like things like that are really interesting. Or just how much time I spend, like, just unconsciously scrolling for like hours. It's insane, right? Like I can't even like poop without being on my phone. It's wild. So yeah, I think it's like a real thing. Like we're really addicted to our phones. At least I am, for sure. And then there's this weird thing that happens where like my world just gets like way quieter and I don't know what anybody's doing at all. it's kind of interesting, you know? Like what did we do before social media? What did we do before phones? How did we connect before all this technology? And so I'm really kind of just challenging myself in that way to reach out to people more and, you know, call people more and have conversations and have coffee in person. And it's really, really fueling and like filling me up in this like really, really beautiful way that is really exciting. But a couple of things I've done, you know, so I've never had Facebook on my phone. I've never had the app on my phone. I deleted it years ago. But I can still go, you know, like from my browser and like log in that way. So I logged off from the browser. And then with my Instagram, I actually, so the icon was on my home page, right? So I have all my like main apps that I use on my home page. So it's like Spotify, my text messages, my calls, my email, Facebook Messenger, all the Instagram, all the apps that the main apps that I use, right? And so today, I opened my phone and I was like, oh my gosh, why to avoid me like unconsciously clicking on the Instagram app, I just moved it to like a different page. And that seems to be working pretty well, actually. Like I feel like the need to click on it is far less. So yeah, it's really weird. Like it's like I almost feel like I'm detoxing in a similar way that I detoxed from alcohol actually 2 years ago. And it's really interesting. There's lots of similarities there. And I know for alcohol specifically, the thing was like connection, right? And it was like being social with other people. And I think social media is similar in that way. And so when we're not getting that, where do we get it? And yeah, so I've just been challenging myself to have more in-person connection and all of that is ultimately like what really fills me up. And yeah, I'm really excited about it. It's going okay so far. There are moments of like just like super loneliness, like anxiety, like, oh my God, I gotta escape myself. I gotta, there's like those things, and those are similar things that happened when I stopped drinking too. So that's really interesting. But yeah, I don't know. Is anybody else doing this? I just want to get out of the matrix, Like I'm just tired of subscribing to the internet and the internet selling me a bunch of shit all the time and comparing myself to other people and just, I don't know, like I'm just kind of over it, So yeah, if anybody else is getting out of the matrix or has gotten out of the matrix before for long periods of time, get at me. Let's chat about it. Yeah, and what's cool is like, so I've actually done this before. I've done this a few times, but it's always been when I went to Costa Rica. Usually that's the time. It's like I go to Costa Rica, I do this training, and I don't have Wi-Fi, and I'm in the jungle, and I'm surrounded by all these beautiful, amazing, empowering women, and I don't feel a need to be on my phone, Like there's a sense of like purpose, and meaning that I'm doing with my life in this particular container where I could just have my phone off for like weeks at a time, But here it's different, right? I can't necessarily disconnect from my everyday life. There's such a grind here, like a daily grind that, that all of us are in on this hamster wheel of our schedules and whatnot. And so yeah, so this feels definitely way harder than when I've done that in Costa Rica. So, and that's different too, because I'm in nature and I'm by the ocean. I'm eating like the best food I've ever had in my life, and I don't feel this like need for external stimulation. Like I do here, apparently. So that's really interesting too. But yeah, I just notice, and I noticed like just all these things that happen that just kind of snowball when I'm like on it, social media, on Facebook, particularly when I'm like in these like Facebook groups and I'm seeing somebody post something and I'm wanting to read all the comments and maybe I comment and then maybe there's this back and forth and it's like this addictive, and then I'm like checking my phone while I'm driving to see if they commented back. Like, you know, it's like this really crazy attachment, crazy, crazy attachment. And yeah, so that's part of it too, you know? Like I just, and then I notice what's happening in my body when that, when I'm in those, when I'm in that place, and I just feel like it becomes so obsessive. And then I'm constantly on my phone and engaging, maybe in a positive way, maybe not in a positive way, with everything that's going on right now with the election and everything. And yeah, and then I notice like my body starts getting like super overwhelmed, and my nervous system is like freaking out. On the inside, there's like this like weird like crawling out of my skin feeling, and then I can't sleep. I have a hard time falling asleep. I have a hard time staying asleep. And then I'm just, you know, waking up and then back to the stimulation, and it's like my nervous system is just constantly overstimulated. And I think that's probably true for a lot of us, with all of this technology. And so, yeah, it just doesn't feel good. And then I don't do things, that I would normally, you know, like sit in meditation, more consistently, or practice yoga more consistently, or just really decompress from my day and like all these things that I've done before that just eventually fall by the wayside, you know, like all these self-care things. So yeah, I think that was part of it too, is just I wanted to kind of experiment with how my body feels and how my mind feels not being connected to that. So yeah, it's been really interesting so far. And I definitely feel, I can already feel like a little bit more grounded. Like I'm not super anxious and I'm sleeping better so far. And yeah, I mean, I still get like lonely. The loneliness is real, super real. Especially 'cause I'm single, I live alone. But it's definitely, I don't know, it makes me appreciate my cats a little bit more 'cause they're just so present, you know? And they don't have crazy emotions like I do. And they just kind of remind me to just like chill out, you know, and like be appreciative of the simple things. You know, like tonight I went for this walk in my neighborhood and I was hearing this music. And so I just kind of like followed the music and found like these two guys playing guitar and singing. And it was so beautiful. And I just like sat there and was like, oh man, I really want to like share this with somebody. Or I want to share it on Instagram, right? But I like shared it with a friend instead. And was just really, I don't know, like I just felt so humble and like grateful in that moment that I just found this like beautiful music and I was able to just like sit there and like be super present with it. And Yeah, and it just made me think of like how many times in my life that I just haven't really, done that. And I'm constantly like, oh, I gotta record it. I gotta record it and share it. Instead of just like experiencing it and just like being. It's really powerful stuff. So anyways, this is my little rant about not being on social media for a week as of today. So I'll give you guys some check-ins. We'll see how it goes. I still want to get back on it, but I have challenged myself to 30 days. But we'll see because the election is coming up very soon. And I might want to get back on it. I don't know. Maybe I won't. Maybe I just won't want to see everything. But I'm working the polls this year, and I'm really excited about that. Because I think that'll be a really interesting experience to participate in our democracy like that. Yeah, so keep you guys updated, but let me know if you're doing this at all, or if you've taken breaks from social media. I'd love to hear your stories and your reflections and your inquiries. Inquiries. I don't know why that's a weird word to say. Yeah, so I don't know. I hope you guys are well. I hope you're taking care of yourself. And I'm sending you love. Peace. All right, so I just wanted to give a little update since I recorded that first little segment on Halloween, actually. And so, like, what happened was I ended up being off of social media for about a month and a half, actually. And it felt so good for my brain. So good. And I worked the election, I worked the polls, and never saw anything on social media like during that time. And so it was really interesting. Like, my experience of that day was very different, and I had sort of a more personable experience with the people that I worked with and the location that I worked. And I did, so what did actually happen is because of that, I was like, oh, I gotta check the news, right? And I was like, I can check the news, but I can't check social media. And so I would like check the news more. And then what happened was I was like obsessively watching the news and quickly realized like, oh, I'm doing that thing again. I'm like attaching again. And so then I kind of weaned off of that a little bit because the news is not good, Like, it's not good to obsessively watch the news, like at all right now. Yeah, and so then I actually felt like my relationships with people were strengthening. Like, I just felt more connected to people, and I'm not usually one to reach out to people, and I was kind of forced to do that, and it was really helpful for me in that way. And then yeah, just some other kind of things that I learned and did. I actually, so I tried to also take my business off social media as well. And so I went strictly to my email list, and was only sending a weekly email. every week, and then a, you know, my blog post, and then now this podcast. And it felt so much less work. And it was like, wow, this is like so easy. And what was happening is like I was getting way more responses from my emails than I ever really did from Instagram. And it was like a really big realization for me. And I was like having these like one-on-one conversations too, you know, like in back and forth, and like more people signing up for my classes and reading my blogs, things like that. And so, yeah, it just felt like really easeful, like in this like feminine flowing way, that I didn't feel like this constant like push for content like I do with Instagram. So yeah, that was another takeaway. There was also like this really big life shift that I went through, in November. I bought a condo, and you know, there were so many things that like went into that, and like moving, and we were painting, and, yeah, all these things. And I never documented like the whole experience. I mean, I took pictures, but I never shared it at all. And to this day, I've shared very few photos of my place. And it's, what's today? Today's the 5th of January. And so it feels like really, I don't know, like really sacred or something, that I'm like, I just want to like hold on to this like experience that's like mine, you know? And yeah, so that was really interesting for me to like not have this like big, you know, I gotta tell the world thing that we kind of do with like big life events, you know, like birthdays, or like you know, going back to school, or like that we graduated, or like we're offering something different in our business, or whatever, or we're pregnant, or you know, whatever our big life shifts are, it seems like we always share them on Instagram, right? And yeah, so that was really interesting to like not share this like big life event with the world. And now, you know, only the people listening and my close friends really know that I even bought a condo. Like, you know. So it's like really interesting. And you know, of course, what then happened was, you know, I would randomly kind of get on Instagram. And when I first started getting on Instagram, about, I don't know, I think it's been almost a month now. What I saw originally was just like so much ego, just like all over the place. People posting pictures of themselves, people posting videos, talking about themselves, sharing products, like just a lot of sharing, of information that, you know, was in some cases very harmful, and just, yeah, just this really, just a lot of ego. And I remember having this thought of like, I wonder if I lived in some foreign country where I never had social media, and I just like randomly got on social media and saw everything on there, if I would just be like so turned off by it. And so like, what are these people doing? Just posting pictures of themselves? Like, why do they think people care?
You know, it's really strange. It's like this really weird thing that we do. And, you know, as I started getting back on it, you know, at first I had told myself, I'm like, okay, as long as I get on and I don't share anything, or I get on and I don't like anything, or I get on and I don't post something, then I'm safe, right? And so I did that for like a week or so. And then I started sharing things. And it was one of those things, like, you know, I shared one thing, and then, you know, I got a couple DMs, and then it's like this thing, right, that just keeps pulling you back, right? Because then I share it, and then I have to check to see if people saw it, and then if they replied to it, then I gotta see who replied and reply to their message. And then maybe they reply back, and it's just like this constant, like, and that's how it's designed, right? Is like to just keep you on it constantly. And yeah, and then I just kind of spiraled from there, and I'm still struggling to find a balance with it, and it's just really interesting. And what I didn't say in my previous rant was this all kind of stemmed from watching The Social Dilemma on Netflix. If you haven't watched The Social Dilemma, I highly recommend watching it. It's not really anything new. This is all kind of information that we knew was happening, right? Like selling our data and targeting us to buy things. And, you know, monitoring how often, how long we're spending on a post, if we like something, you know, if we buy something, that ad is like forced at us, and there's just like this constant messaging that's fed to us. And a lot of too, what I was realizing, you know, I have someone in my life who is the very opposite end of the spectrum as me when it comes to political beliefs, spiritual beliefs, kind of very opposite opinions and beliefs. And what we were noticing is like we would literally be fed different information. And like I would read an article. And he would see an article that was completely a different viewpoint, that was more skewed, you know, towards our beliefs, right? And it was so interesting to like watch this happen and notice that like, wow, okay, we really are being targeted in such a way that it's creating our own little bubbles of like what we like, what we believe in, our political beliefs, things that we're likely to buy, you know, whatever. And it's just creating this little bubble for us. And psychologically, like, I think about that in that sense that it's like, wow, it's like really, really creating separation in a way, you know? If we're being fed this different information all the time. So it's really interesting that those are some things that kind of surfaced for me as well as I was like going through this experiment. And of course, now I'm back on it. I haven't really posted a bunch on my business page, but mostly just my personal page. And yeah, it's, and I almost feel like I'm trying to just be a little bit more conscious of like, okay, I really want to share this thing. Why do I want to share it? Or like, why is it important to share it? Versus just unconsciously, like, I like this. I'm going to share it. This is important. I'm going to share it. And then, you know, on the other side of that, not really the other side, but just the other takeaway from this is that there is, like, there's a lot of really good information on Instagram, you know, and there's some people writing some really beautiful things and really, like, informational things. And there's so much that I learn on Instagram. And kind of the flip side of that coin is, like, how much do I need to learn in one day? You know, because you can just fall into this, like, trap of, like, oh my God, this is so interesting, and, like, reading this thing, right? And then you see another post, you're like, oh my God, that's so cool. And then it's like you're learning, like, 100 things all day. And it's like, how much of it am I actually retaining it? Like, retaining that information, you know? So yeah, that was kind of my other realization of it. But yeah, I mean, I'm still struggling to find a balance with it. I can definitely tend to be a little extreme sometimes and be like, not at all, or all of it, you know? And I know there's a balance somewhere. I just am really struggling to find it still. It's really, really interesting. So yeah, I'm definitely just back in the matrix for sure. 100%. Not so much Facebook really. It's mostly Instagram. But it's too, what I've noticed, you know, it's that dopamine hit. It's that, like, it's the dopamine hit, and then it's like that, a trying to, like, fill whatever it is that I'm trying to fill, you know, whether it's like filling the silence or filling my uncomfortable emotion or filling my loneliness or, yeah, whatever it is, it's like this thing that I'm trying to fill myself with, I guess. And yeah, so it's just been a really interesting journey. And I think those were kind of the main things that I left out from the other thing that I wanted to talk about. But, yeah, I think that's it for now. Thanks for listening. If you're going through this or you've done this before, let me know. Like, I want to hear how it's going for you, or how you feel about social media in general. yeah. All right, loves. Take care. Peace.